Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now.
58. Oh, look. Wow. Hey, that's nice. Your iPhone shows your age.
No, he's double nickels.
Oh, that's right. That must be something else.
Yeah, you don't tack on 3 extra years when I'm already elderly.
I understand. What you need is more orange juice.
Mike, you're still young.
Rob and I were speaking of old. Rob and I were doing a Bing Crosby.
We were doing a bit that really was just for us, but it's
Hey, oranges are different. Nathaniel just like Hope and Crosby. Yeah. Bing Crosby. Child abuse is my middle name.
You have to play the original first.
Okay.
Please.
Gary Crosby, my son, I'll kick you down the stairs.
Here's wonderful news for you and me. That milkmaid gives more vitamin C. All those vitamins and minerals.
Dixie loves it.
Yes, she does, Dixie.
My wife, Dixie.
Somebody speculated that my kids suffered from fetal alcohol syndrome because Dixie was drinking so heavy.
Oh, well, when she was pregnant with Dennis and Gary, she was so thirsty.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, save something for Dad now.
Welcome down to the breakfast table. How you doing? Notice you didn't make your bed this morning, son of a bitch. Get up off the floor. Be a man. Stop crying. Stop your crying.
Hey, you're bleeding there. Why don't you put on some Neosporin, but save some for Dad now.
Hey, save some for Daddy now.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now.
Bing Crosby, for you children in the audience, some of you young people, iconic musical dude, movie star, did Hope and Crosby, the Bob Hope, Bing Crosby movies.
But the thing
I hate to do this. I really hate to do this,
no,
but I feel like I have to now.
And besides, this is the best episode Gary Stein has ever heard.
hey, Gary Stein.
The thing
how
that's sort of under,
that was under, the, skill.
That was under the radar is early on, Bing Crosby had an interest in Minute Maid orange juice.
Well, here's
so
the
he
thing
was
with
their
Bing.
Spokesman.
And here's the thing about Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby was a pop star in his day.
One of the biggest.
Was a movie star in his day. One of the biggest. Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, two of the biggest stars ever. And then as Bing Crosby got older, Bing Crosby did television specials.
Right.
And Bing Crosby's television specials were always kind of family, and especially his Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Where
saccharine.
He's one of the original Trot Out Your Kids. And then later, of course, because this is what happens in modern society, it was revealed that Bing Crosby, because of books written by his kids, primarily,
yes,
was a tremendous child abuser and used to beat the crap out of his kids.
Yeah, there was, well, there was,
that's the whole joke.
I didn't realize
that. That's the whole joke where I go, hey, hey, Gary, you're late for school again. Yeah, you're not going to be able to make it to school with that broken leg. You
see, there
of
were two batches of kids. There was the beat-up kids and the orange juice kids.
Yeah,
the
orange juice
kids were the older
arguably,
ones.
Rob, the orange juice kids probably didn't get as much crap as the
Well, when you're an old man,
kids,
you don't
right?
hit as hard.
Yeah. It was Nathaniel, and who was the other? He had two boys, right?
Yeah, and then
Nathaniel.
And Mary was the girl.
Oh, Mary Crosby, who
right.
went on to be on Dallas.
Right, and didn't she shoot J.R.?
I think she shot J.R. I think Mary Crosby.
Can you bring up the names of the kids, Rob?
Mary Crosby shot J.R.
Yeah, just like I shot Gary in the face with my fist.
Save a bullet for Dad now.
Hey, save one for Dad.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now.
That's right. I got brass knuckles and orange juice.
So he used to trot out his kids during his specials, but secretly he was beating them?
Yeah, and a million years ago, back in the old Dynamite, one of the first impressions I did was Bing Crosby.
That's
and
right.
It was like, and my line was always that Minute Maid Orange Juice commercial. Oranges are different, Nathaniel, just like Hope and Crosby.
Yeah.
And his whole style was, hey, I'm Bing, nothing bothers me.
He
with
was
my
just
pipe
the coolest,
and
yeah.
And I got the tweed coat, and I just hang around and stuff like that. Hey, Gary, bring Dad. You brought Daddy his newspaper at about 5 minutes too late.
Hey, we're going to do a little international fun. I want to introduce you to my new friend, Pedro Moreno. Save some for dad now.
Save some for dad now.
The belt that beat me as a child. Reared its ugly head.
Okay, Garrett, time for a little corporal punishment from the bingo.
Of course, right. Oscar's dad bings a bios.
Yeah. Pedro
He's
Moreno.
He's the beat that ass.
Hey, all right, I noticed you disrespected your mom at the dinner table. Well, before I head out to Argentina, how about a little visit upstairs with daddy and that big old bat? All right. All right, moving right along. Are the original kids, the first family, still alive?
I think all the boys are dead. I think all the boys are dead now?
The
boys are dead now. And this really was... They
boys are dead now.
Yeah, well, you know what? Surprise that lasted that long. What a lingering hemorrhage. Save some for dad now.
Watch out for that internal bleeding.
There was a documentary on PBS that I think it was the American Masters series where they theorized that the older boys had fetal alcohol poisoning. And then they actually mentioned the way they
looked. Because the mother drank?
Dixie Crosby. Yeah. That's them. Look at the foreheads, Oscar.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Good looking bunch.
Cheer up, Rob.
Yeah. Can you hold that up? Rofo, can you hold that up to the screen for me?
You might want to unplug your computer, Rofo. Thank you.
There
you go. He's so
excited. There they are.
Yeah. Wow. You know what?
There they are now.
Last time I saw something look like that, it was a four-screen movie theater at Tyson's Corner. It was those foreheads are big.
He was a fertile dude, wasn't he? He had a lot of children.
Yeah, well, save some for dad now.
Absolutely.
I'm going to bone everything.
No question. Bing loves to bang. Bing and bang.
That's
bang and
right.
Bing.
Oh, bam, Dixie.
Boom. All right, moving right along. Let's get to the huge story today, at least on the
Top
Michael Mara
story.
Show.
Breaking
no,
news.
No, it's not the blizzard. It's our own Oscar Santana was on the Magic Box last
Yay!
Night. And I saw that, and I see Oscar, and I said it came like 9 hours ago, and I said, that had to be in the world of TV. You got the last minute call to come by because they had a drone. So how did it happen? You tell us.
So we wrapped Tech 411 yesterday. A new episode dropping today, by the way.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for the promos.
Hey, holy cow.
Yeah. Save some for the listener now.
So
that's Todd
Stop doing big.
Todd and I wrapped Tech 411 at 9 p.m. And as you know, our local Fox affiliate, and I think around the country, does their hard news at 10 p.m.,
Hold on.
Right?
Yes. You wrap Tech 411.
Tech
411 yes. at 9 p.m.
Yes.
You haven't heard anything from them at 9?
No.
For the
no,
10 o'clock
no,
news.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to the parking lot.
Right.
And I see on my phone that I have a tweet from Tony Perkins and another anchor and a listener from Fox 5. And
his phone blew up, Mike.
Yeah, and the tweet says, there's like an inside joke going on that the one anchor that I don't know very well says, I feel like I'm missing something. And the listener was joking with Tony saying that it was my drone that flew into the White House.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was a joke back and forth. And I wrote back.
And the joke was on Facebook.
Yeah,
too.
I wrote back. I said, hey, I actually have that same model if you guys want to borrow it anytime. You're more than welcome. Because I figured they could use it for the news, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
So
that's smart. No, I like this. This is good.
So about 15 minutes go by. I finally make it home. I'm unpacking.
So it's 9:15 now, roughly?
It's probably around 9:20 because okay. I 9:20 almost 9:30 and
right. Tony's on the 11 show.
Yes, and I'm
right?
sure
no
he's,
10.
He's on the 10.
Oh, he's on the 10
yes.
now. Okay,
yes.
So
yeah.
I thought they did a 10 and 11. They just
there's
do
another
10,
guy. Right? They bring in another guy for the 11 when they get a little more sensational.
So they do an 11. Fox does an 11, right?
Sure, a 10
they
and 11.
Do. Save
10 and
some
11.
For the viewer now.
So at 9, let's say 9:30, I get a tweet back from Tony. Says that is the exact same model. And then instead of going back and forth with Tony, I just texted Tony directly and I said, Tony, I'm legitimately 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes down the road from you.
Legitimately.
I said, I was like, I can bring it by and drop it off. If you'd like, you can use it for the, I don't know if you're on tonight or you can use it tomorrow night, whenever you'd like.
Yeah, but don't let Tucker touch it.
And then he writes back, he says, that would be great. Let me run it by the producers. So by 9:40, I get the green light. I jump in the car. I get there by 9:55. Show Tony how to use it.
Are you thinking of the scene in Broadcast News when they have to get that copy to the anchor and run down the hall?
Where Joan Cusack
exactly.
is jumping over and runs into the
Tony,
cart.
Tony meets me right at the security gate. We run in. I show him quickly how to turn it on, turn it off, run by the producer.
Oh, my God. This is, you didn't get any camera time?
They asked me at that point, but I said no. I was more concerned with him not crashing the drone and making a YouTube blooper out of himself and everybody else.
And we actually, I'll have the tape of this in the audio vault, so you can actually hear Oscar's mention. Stick around.
So I'm talking to the producers. I'm flying it backstage while they're doing the first segment because they want some B-roll. I'm flying indoors, and that in itself was a task.
So that you're in that like,
but
that,
you had to be having a blast.
That was awesome. I love gadgets.
Yeah,
Mike.
And you're in that like barn-like hallway that they have.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like when you pull into Channel 5, you go in, and it's like you're walking into an abandoned warehouse. So you actually have a lot of space to fly
around. But to be honest with you, the best television station to visit.
Yes. Oh, it's great
in the world because you pull your car into the lot and you walk.
You're
into
right
the
there. You're
at
right
the studio.
There.
Yeah.
What's also great, and I give them credit, is the turnaround for. You know, in radio, there are 10 different layers for a producer and a program director and everybody to sign up.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
They had this team that just said, get it in here. What are the legalities? Because you really don't know what the legalities are, right? And we go back and forth quickly. And within a 4-minute span, Tony had the controllers in his hand. He had seen it fly. He's good to go. And that was that. It was wild.
Flew it.
He didn't fly it.
He fired it up.
He fired it up, and then he had instructions, and you'll hear what happened afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. I don't want to wait, Rob. I don't want to wait.
Do you want to hear it now? You want to hear it now?
When we start the show, we'll hear that.
Okay, very good. Very cool.
So that's how that all came together.
And then here's the odd thing, and because Oscar went in to visit, Tony is now going to get a master's degree.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A naked blonde walks into a bar with a poodle under one arm and a 2-foot salami under the other. She lays the poodle on the table. Bartender says, I suppose you won't be needing a drink. Naked lady says,
oh, shit! Jesus Christ almighty!
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it. What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise. That noise? Was that the noise that you're talking about?
No, it wasn't. Now, I may not have caught you in the act this time, but you can bet I will. You make book on that, Missy. And you, I will not be made a fool of.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. With Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
All right. Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Yes.
Judd Nelson comes crashing through the roof?
Exactly. Yes. He's crawling in the crawl space above the drop ceiling.
He hides under the desk?
Yes.
He's doing something with one of the girls?
He puts
Molly
his,
Ringwald?
Puts his head between her knees.
And she
crunches
like
his head.
Like that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Meanwhile, mean teacher is standing out there giving the kids crap and doesn't have a clue as to what's going
on. Can you describe the ruckus?
The ruckus. Thank you very much. Live from the Cappy Viper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeOMaraShow.com. We're online, we're on air, and we're on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Stamps.com. Trips to the post office are never convenient. Especially if you happen to live in Boston.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, good luck with that.
Why not get postage right from your desk? You can do it with Stamps.com. Stamps.com even gives you special discounts that you can't get at the post office on first class, priority express, international, and more. You'll never pay full price for postage again with Stamps.com. You use your computer and printer to print official U.S. postage right from your desk, then just hand it to your mailman. It's no wonder that over 500,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com, and you should too. We've used Stamps.com for years, and you should too. We love it. Yeah. Act now for a free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click the microphone and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. Perfect. Together, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not screwing up your audio vault by having you play that.
Not at all. I got lots of stuff to play today. And I believe it's Jason Wickland who was kind enough to capture it. Because,
oh, look at you.
He put it up online. I have to apologize. The audio is a trifle thin because it's not a true capture, but he did videotape it for us.
Very cool.
I was in bed watching Shameless before Oscar even knew he was going to be on TV.
Oscar did this impromptu drone. There's a big controversy here in Washington, D.C., where the drone crashed on the grounds of the White House, and it's
another win for the Secret Service.
Yay! It's stunning to me that even that they're not like shooting something like that out of the sky.
They're illegal in the entire district now, right? Drones?
Well, technically, yes. You're not supposed to fly.
I mean, unless you're hanging out with your friends, the little kids at the baseball diamond.
Someone flew a drone onto the White House grounds. They did it at 3 a.m. in the morning, caused a complete security shutdown.
3 a.m. in the morning.
As opposed to 3 a.m. in the afternoon.
That's right.
Yes, apologize.
That's right. Sorry.
And when they did that, it has changed the landscape for drone enthusiasts or hobbyists.
Right.
Because
right.
we were on the brink of a lot of regulations being lifted, especially for real estate usage, or if you want to use it for an industry that you have to climb, people can go and survey scenes that way. But I'll say this, that in itself, the story is important because it really highlights how these machines can be used, you know, technically for evil as well, right?
And there is a second layer to the story before we get to the clip. Keep in mind, Tony still has a flip phone. And so when they entrusted him with the drone, which is really cutting edge, was it Sean Yancey that was on the desk with him last night?
By the way, in person?
Yeah,
and on TV.
Oh,
yes.
I got to check her out.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I believe she's the one who says, and he gave you the control?
He does have a flip phone. It's a true.
How do you spell Sean?
I think she is S-H-A-W-N.
Yes.
And Yancy. And while you Google her loveliness, here is the clip from last night's WTTG.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, she looks great in those promos in front of the Ferris wheel.
She's great on TV, but in person, I was like, okay.
All right, here's Tony last night on Channel 5.
Here's how common these are becoming. You interviewed Dave Butts, who works here, who has one of these drones. Another friend of mine has one of these drones as well. It's called the DJI Phantom.
He let you have the controls?
Well, just for this one. I'm going to let it take off. Okay. Here. I'm going to get the...
So it's fired up.
Yeah, it's
all right, so
not
you
flying.
Got the propeller's going.
So you see the camera on the front of it. Let's see, did I do the right thing?
That's why people love it. It's extraordinary, the photos that it can get.
As far as the security concerns are with this particular drone, it's not going off. I get what I'm supposed to do, but we'll fix that in a minute. This one can only carry several ounces with it, so not so much a security concern, but I know they say the guy who was flying it has been cooperative. That's great. Uh-huh. But it is very strange that he was flying it at 3 in the morning.
That's very strange.
And
right.
My friend...
At nighttime, you can't see very well. It's not going to get very good video in that. It's a little odd. A lot of the pilots find it confusing.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Right. And most of the drone operators do pay attention to the rules and regulations.
Very closely. Hold on, it's something we have to take seriously.
But there are more questions about this.
Oscar, how do we turn
it off?
All
right, thank you for bringing it in. We appreciate it.
All right, very, very.
So when that's going on, are you just like back where the cameras are?
I'm back of the cameras. And again.
Are you flying it?
No, I'm not flying it. But really, to Tony's credit, regardless of turning it off or not, he could have hit the wrong button, panicked, and they would have shot straight up in the air.
He could have cut off three of Sean Hannity's fingers.
Anything could have happened. So yeah. I was more concerned with the danger factor because it was on their news desk.
Yeah. Because that thing, you know, when we had it up in Maine, I remember that thing is dangerous inside.
I mean, it could
be
hard,
right? You don't want to mess with it inside at all.
So I was... I was happy that he didn't touch anything else and say, oh, I'm not doing this right. And you're on live TV and you've got a control in front of you that you've never used before.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the thing that makes Tony a great broadcaster yes. is Tony is old school completely. Tony has a radio background. So yeah. Tony knows ad-libbing. Tony can handle that.
Yes.
And that's why.
Most
you know,
people can't, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, it's too controlled.
You think Jim Handley could do that?
Carson Daly couldn't do it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They are so excited now that Carson Daly has a dog he can look at. It just keeps him focused.
Speaking of that, we move to the blizzard of 2000.
Oh, Mike, this is big news.
This is good news, people.
Now, the thing about this is they did it again.
Blew it.
If you're in New York City, they blew it. They blew it with a capital B. They were talking about 2 feet of snow
and
in New York City, Manhattan.
Did you stay with the first hour of the Today Show and realize?
I sort of half look at it when I'm
they
doing my
had,
show prep.
They, even going into this morning, hadn't really realized how badly they blew it because they had nothing to cover in the first hour. They didn't have any real news. One of their lead stories was Jeff Rosen driving around volunteering to plow people's driveways.
I saw that.
This was
I watched
the first hour.
I watched CNN at about 6:45 this morning.
Right.
And I think he's the meteorologist that was working with Chris Cuomo on CNN.
Is it Lemon?
No, it's not Don Lemon. No, it's the meteorologist. And he had been, I'd gone to bed and been watching him on CNN when I went to bed. And
right.
so this guy, I think, pulled the all-nighter. And he was here's the thing they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that they rely usually on European models. But this time, the National Weather Service has tweaked their software, and that was the model that said they were only going to get 10 inches of snow in New York City, and that's what they ended up getting. And so New York City, because the media capital of the world is New York,
right.
and everybody that works in New York, it's where they live, so of course they're going to be obsessed with it, and they completely forgot about it. And I will give them a little credit that they are focusing on where my sister and my mother are, where my mom, God bless her, she said, I'm looking out my sliding glass door, dear, and it's up. It's up to my waist. I said, well, Mom, you're 94, so up to your waist is like 5 inches of snow right now.
And then you heard click.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she said, let me just move over to the left here and say, oh no.
Oh, no.
That's not funny. The snowdrift will catch her.
Not funny.
But meanwhile, you know, but still, don't give them any credit for the fact that they've shifted the story that Boston is getting snow. I mean, Boston is getting a horrific blizzard, but they were calling for shutting down the entire city. And
do you have the Dick Queasy guitar music?
I do, as a matter of fact.
I just heard this in passing because I paid attention to it. Do you know where the bullseye apparently is?
Oh, the ground and pound, yeah.
It is down east. They said down east Maine,
yeah.
where you guys were.
Really?
That's where we were, boys. That's
the trifecta.
Right. Yeah, that
did you tell Carla that?
That it's down east Maine?
Is she missing that? Does she want that?
Did they shut down Jordan's?
Well, hello. There we go. No, we're not going to be serving any fried clams at all. We're going to go out right now. Jesus Christ. There's going to be 3 feet of snow in down east Maine, by golly. I can't believe that. It's
Dick,
incredible.
Is it weird that you can keep all your seafood cold now?
All I say when we're going to get a blizzard is, Virgil, get the goddamn hand trucks ready.
forget that. So that seems to be the bullseye, Providence, Rhode Island,
right.
Boston, Massachusetts, but nothing. So technically, again, they do it. And like, I'm not going to totally get on the weather people, but I welcome your comments on this.
Okay.
The reason they missed the mark is because they get so excited to hype
yep.
that they don't really, they're not methodical. If you go in, like, for example, you're a meteorologist and you're walking through and say, we could get 2 feet of snow. Of course you're going to go on the air with that.
Of course.
If you're the responsible guy that comes in and says, no, I don't think it's a good idea to say that, you're going to get shouted down in the newsroom. So that's why they do that. And they were prepared for this Armageddon that never really came. But meanwhile, up the East Coast, it is a pretty significant blizzard.
It is. But, you know, again, they closed Loudoun County schools because they don't like to do school, I guess, at all in the month of February. And we got,
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Is anybody calling them on that? I mean, there is no reason whatsoever to be canceling school.
I could see a 2-hour delay today, but yeah. I drove to work on dry roads.
It was a breeze.
It's the information age, though.
Liabilities. They're just scared. They're scared because they missed the mark that first time.
That first day, they're going to be gun shy all year.
It destroyed them for the rest of the year.
Okay, is the issue that they have to make the call early? Is that what the problem
is? That's part of it. And we get the call at 6. We always get the phone call.
6 p.m.
No, a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah, they didn't call it last night, but the phone will ring, and I'll get Wade Byard. The phone tree will ring at 6, and then you get the email. That's when they do it. They can call it earlier, but I think it's always by 6. I could really see a 2-hour delay. I think Fairfax was also closed today, and Fairfax got even less than we did.
But the fact is, there is not weather that is preventing roads from being traveled.
No,
nothing. There was no falling weather on the ride in today. None.
I think what makes it hairy, Mike, is when we were here. Remember that one day where we all crashed our cars, basically, trying to get into work.
Mm-hmm.
That one day ruined it for everyone. That
terrified
was trying to,
all the powers that be.
They can't hedge their bets anymore. They just can't. They said we got to call it or not call it. And just on their end, because they probably want to be reelected. They say, F it. We don't want any more backlash, right?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But they really did. If they had made that one smart call, they would have been able to coast the rest of the year.
Yeah.
They could have.
I agree.
But they get one mistake, and when you blow it that big at the beginning, they're going to be gun shy all winter.
Now, are they calling the extended forecast? Are they calling for snow on Super Bowl Sunday?
I did not see that.
No.
They're saying that stuff could develop. They're saying light snow showers on
crazy.
Thursday.
Let me check the Mike O'Mara weather app.
Please.
How is the Mike O'Mara weather app?
It's doing great.
The weather center.
That's right. The atmospheric weather. No,
lots of sun in Minute Maid.
All right. I am looking.
Save some snow for Dad now.
there's Sunday.
Okay. Sunday.
I'm looking at Sunday, and it says snow.
Snow here or there?
No.
Hold on. I'm looking at what
are you in Boston? Stuff.
Snow in Florida.
He's in Boston
went to. No, I went to Boston by accident.
Thanks,
right,
Topper.
I am looking at Sunday. Sunday, February 1st.
Yes.
Right, let me click on that. PM snow showers.
We'll
get snowed in at Jimmy's.
We'll just get drunk and make snow angels.
So based on... Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Based on the fact that they're calling for PM snow showers, here's my forecast for Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to get a foot of snow.
You think?
We're going to get a foot of snow on Sunday, yes.
All right.
And I'm not driving into D.C. if there's going to be a weather event, so bring the dad player. All right. anyway, that's right. You might hear a drunken show on Monday. We'll have the sponsors on. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills, including Pony Supper Club.
Yay,
and Rob Spiewak and Rob Spiewak Vanilla World when we come back on the Mike O'Mara.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Cake.
Listen, no, you're not, but that's why we're here.
For Cake?
Yeah, not for Cake, but to promote Cake and Cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic podcast.
It's a great podcast.
It features Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, does Katie have a last name?
Von Herman.
Oh, she a Nazi? Anyway.
Wow, no, I would have said that.
Check it out. It's Cake and Cookies right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Even more.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That is the weirdest promo I've ever heard of.
I love it.
When you had them do all the promos for all the shows, Rob, what did you just spring it on them?
Yeah, they just sprung it on them. They all went through it, and they did lose some steam as the session went on.
I imagine.
Did they do a promo for this show?
They did.
Yeah. And that was that was one that I didn't really thought was, I didn't think it was quite as good as the others.
It was the last one.
And I also thought that there's really not a lot of value in promoting this show because you're already listening.
You're right.
So
yeah, I think you're right. That makes a point. All right. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Vegas.com. We want to welcome a new sponsor there, Vegas.com.
Yes.
We love these guys. We've got listeners that are taking advantage of the great deals on Vegas.com. You see, unlike other travel sites, everyone at Vegas.com lives, works, plays, has a great time in Vegas. They know Vegas. They know the people that set the deals. The moment prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Vegas.com will save you a ton of money on all the shows, the tours, the attractions, the bottle service that Oscar loves, the top clubs, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You will get the lowest rate on your hotel thanks to Vegas.com's DropWatch tool. Let me explain to you what
this
that is.
Cool.
You book a hotel rate, and suddenly they drop their rates again, and you're freaked out, and you say, I didn't get the greatest deal. That is okay with Vegas.com, because they will change it for you. They tell you, and you can rebook it, and then they will refund the difference. That is fantastic.
Got your back.
Vegas.com. It gets better. Go to Vegas.com right now, and when you book hotel shows, even jumping off the Stratosphere Hotel, just enter the code TMOS in the promo box at checkout and get an extra 10% off everything but air hotel packages. What a great time of year to go to Vegas,
yes,
too. That's Vegas.com, and get your bonus savings with our secret code TMOS. Vegas.com, the only place you can get insider information for the Vegas Trip of your life. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, last week on the show when Oscar was at business school, we spotlighted Pony because apparently Pony's social life has been picking up.
Ah,
and,
right.
It's been really, really terrific. So it's time to bring him in here. And have you heard about his Monday supper clubs?
No, I haven't. I know about Rob's supper clubs. Right. I didn't know that.
But I'm not the only one who has one.
Pony boy,
oh, we have to do the intro again. I forgot we have to do this every time.
Oh my god.
I missed that.
Wow. All right.
Was there any of that at business school?
No.
Like, he's really having a good time.
Last week, we found out Pony has his old next door neighbors, you know, the guy.
The handsome.
The skinny, handsome guy with the hot wife, right?
The swinging.
So, and they're coming to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, they are.
And it's Sylvia Hansen, right?
You know what? I'm going to change it. Sit her next to Rob.
Okay. I'll do that.
Oh, nice.
My gift to you, my boy.
Thank you. And I shall work it like a champ.
There you go. Attaboy. And then Pony throws in that there are not one, but two young ladies.
Three.
Oh,
three young ladies that attend this
supper
club.
It's like Caligula.
Club. Right? Yeah, a lot of trim.
So last night I was thinking about the show. I said, I got to ask Pony about his supper club because he's having a roaring Monday night. And so tell me about your supper club. How was it?
Well, Mike, it was great. There was not a blizzard last night, so three of the girls didn't show up.
Oh, the three that were single?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Sad. Oh, that is so, so tragic.
And I had high hopes because I got an interesting text from Matt last night. You know, I love when I get a text from Matthew.
Is it a Ginny text?
No, probably was because it was 7:42. Mm-hmm. What happens is they don't just cook food for each other. They watch anime, porn.
Right.
Oh. And and it's a picture of a anime character, and it says, everybody's getting raped.
Well, okay, the really tentacles are the joke. Get that off of there. Well, you can't even say that.
No, no, I can say it. It's because what he said. Look.
Can I see?
Yeah, isn't that upsetting?
Oh, my
God.
You didn't
what
get the
hell
joke,
is going on?
Okay,
look,
these
like
creeps in this anime world, this is a world you don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, don't be a part of it.
These creeps.
I've seen anime. I've gone to Pornhub.
No, no, but there's a regular anime. Thanks for sharing. Wow. You creep. Oh, my God.
Wow. You know what?
They have, I think they have it.
Well, yeah, they
don't
do.
They have cartoon
but
porn on those porn sites?
Anime proper isn't cartoon porn.
No, that's hentai.
But I know
hentai.
There's a category. They have like,
jeez.
Okay. They have like really big eyes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nothing to do with porn.
Their eyes are almost as big as mine got when you said, I've been to Pornhub.
I go all the time.
Well, Oscar talked about it.
No,
go to Pornhub.com or RedTube.
Whoa, tell us more, please.
Yeah. Or X-Hamster.
Oh, my God.
Plugging everybody. Jeez.
Don't do that at work, please. It's not safe for work.
No, it's not. Those are all horrible porn sites.
Bill Fleming should contact all of them, though. Now that we've given them a taste.
Plug away, Mike.
It's not like it's a bulletin that there are porno sites out there.
No,
This is true.
We just found out your three favorites. Your top three.
Three favorites. The only three I know. Thank you very much.
Bookmark.
But it was weird when I got that text from Pony. It threw me a little bit. And I got to, and I, you know, it was so odd that I chose not to reply last night.
Yeah.
And I got
you crept out.
Yeah. And we you know, sat down. And Pony seemed a little, you know, sort of worked up anyway. He was talking a lot about a certain aspect of the female
Well, that was a joke.
Well, yeah, but you kept going back to it.
You steamed up over there?
Yeah, he seems a little steamed up. It was
Pony, were you a little blue-ball-y? Because
yes, my name is Matthew Blueberry.
Matthew Pony Blueberry. Were you a little Blueberry? Because I like Blueberry. I think Blueberry might be part. We might have one here. One was born. I love that. Get the ding. Blueberry. My name is Matthew Blueberry. Were you a little Blueberry? Because you're three ladies. So the couple came over, the Hansons?
Yeah, yeah. And then nobody else showed up because there was like a dusting of snow. It was nothing.
Man. Is that why they didn't show up, or have they gotten to know you?
Did they hear last week's show when they realized that they're about, you know, 4 inches away from being a statistic?
No, I hope that's not the case. They don't listen.
Are you able to give us the first names of these ladies?
No.
I have a question, Mike, if you don't mind. Just if I'm doing some rough math here. And I apologize for not being here yesterday.
Yeah, you will.
Last week. So you have a supper club. Is this the first one?
No, we've been doing this for a year and a half.
So has it always been the couple and you and these three girls, or did the three girls just come into the mix?
They came into the mix about probably 3 months ago.
Okay, now when
they
Let me ask you a question.
Do Maxine, Patty, and Lois arrive at the same time?
Sometimes they're coming from different areas.
Now,
so.
When they arrived the first time, did you have to call back and say, these are not the girls in the picture?
I want the girls in the picture. Promise me those girls.
Pony, your guests are here for your supper club.
I'm here for a supper club for Mr. Bloom.
Yes. Do you have the envelope before we start rest of the evening, please?
He does. That explains all the Asian food you cook. Yeah. You make them feel at home.
So yeah, exactly.
So you were bummed. I mean, obviously you don't mind hanging with the Hansons. They're buddies of yours, but the three ladies.
Hanging with the Hansons. Yeah.
And do they respond to your food?
Oh, yeah, they love my food. Everybody loves my
food.
How
do they respond to your food?
Positively.
Give me something specific, dear.
Okay, I know it, Rob. You were going so dark on
this. Do the Hansons...
Maxine just slid across the floor.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Do the Hansons...
Follow the trail!
Lathering up.
Behind. Oh, this sofa is useless.
Put it out front like the rest of them.
Do the Hansons pick up the slack when the three girls aren't there? Like, they'll work harder?
So to speak.
What the hell do you mean by that?
This is the best pasta I've ever had.
Is there a favorite of the three that come over?
You know, I don't want to go in that direction.
Just say hypothetically, not your party, but someone else's party. If they had three girls coming over randomly for the past 3 months, is there a favorite?
I think it's possible that there could be a favorite one or two.
Oh, you're playing the numbers game.
Yeah, but you know what's sad? That means there's a third one that he doesn't like.
Hey, Stacy, help me with the oregano.
I crave action.
Why don't you come? Hey, Stacy, you're the one who's chosen tonight to come around the breakfast bar. That's it.
How'd you like to pet my sugar glider?
So how disappointed were you last night, Pony?
It was sad. It's sad.
Especially with all the groundwork you laid last week.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah. It's just sad. We like having our group there every week. It's fun, you know.
How many weeks have the girls been there?
Well, I guess, again, about 3 months. I haven't
so 12
counted.
Weeks.
3 months? This is a regular. This is great. This is great. Yeah, so I can imagine it was a bit of a bummer. What was on the menu last night?
Last night we had a really, really good honey mustard chicken with rice. My neighbors make it. We switch houses each week.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Do you have a big fishbowl with keys in it?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? How old are the girls?
They're probably 20s.
They're in their 60s.
Make sure you check on them during
Rob
the blizzard.
Rob asked the most important question. Okay, go ahead. Answer the question, Pony. Why don't you tell us how old they all are, okay?
Pony? Pony, where's the rosemary?
What I can see happening is, you know, Pony's in the kitchen basting the chicken, and the Hansons yell, Pony, the three spinster sisters are here.
Pony, I need a strainer for the pasta.
Now, how old are they?
Late 20s.
Ah, like yourself. Wow. How old are you?
I'm 31.
That's right.
Ah, younger
exactly.
Women.
That's right.
Yeah, nice.
That's right. You know, the elder statesman of the group.
You know what's so funny? I put you on show prep, and that's like the kiss of death. I said, today I will talk about Pony Supper Club, and they don't show up.
Yeah, that's, exactly. That's just
And Pony had all those Bill Cosby drinks he made for them.
That's right.
Yeah, the roofie coladas, yeah.
That's horrible. That is not nice.
Don't that you
is,
know that I run all the computers for the Michael Mara show? And then I'm going to give you, how do you ever have a decaf espresso? I made it for you in the back room with the chicken and the oil.
Now, will you ever expand the supper club? Will you ever put more people in it? I mean, or more importantly, will you see any member of the supper club outside
great
the
question.
Safety.
Oh,
that is a great question.
You know, if the opportunity arises, I will do that. But we don't really have enough space to expand it because we're all living in one bedroom.
Yeah,
apartments.
But what about the one-off? Like you spin out into your own sitcom with one of the girls.
Yeah.
Mm. Or like, know, like a movie, like a movie on a Friday night as opposed to Monday night. So yeah. It seems like this. They're safe in this pack of three.
Monday mm-hmm. anime isn't the same as Friday anime.
You got to get them alone to pick off that.
Maybe you could do Tuesday. Yeah. Rollers.
Let me ask you. I know you're very nice to talk about this. I don't want to make
Tuesday.
You too uncomfortable. But the fact is, if you were to ask one of them out mm-hmm. on a weekend, mm-hmm. Is there of the three, is there one who you would feel more confident than the other ones with maybe asking out and giving that a try? That's probably you're not going to be able to answer that, are you?
You know, I there are two there.
Hamana.
Yeah, exactly.
He's playing the long ball. Yeah. So by 2015.
Yeah. Sadly,
the end of 2015.
Let me ask
the
you a question.
The end of 2015. This the end of 2016, the way it's going.
This might be less awkward. Let me ask you this. Do you feel that if you were to choose one and ask one out, would it make things weird with everybody?
I think that is very possible, and if it didn't go well, it would be really, really awkward the following week.
That means you need to try especially hard.
I think I've got
hard.
A solution. You ask all of them out on a Friday night. You ask them all to go out.
That's a great solution.
At the same time.
That's,
right?
That's a numbers game. Which
speed dating.
I would say before you do that, you have to identify the weakest of the pack.
That's right.
Yes.
And then of the other
grenade.
Two.
The grenade, Oscar. Remember that term? I love that
term. You might have to take the grenade. You might have to take the grenade for the team.
That's right.
Befriend the grenade. Yes. Make the grenade think she's special.
Give her a rose. Like
no,
in The Bachelor.
Because then
give her a rose. Shut up. You've been out of the game.
The grenade's going to think that she's a special one, and then she will C-block the rest of them.
Oh.
You can't become too good friends with the grenade, because clearly there is one.
Yes.
You have to treat her with kid gloves, but you can't become too good friends with her.
Might be necessary to tell the grenade that the supper club is at one particular house. All's fair. We'll take a break. When we come back, I went to the movies yesterday.
Yay.
I will tell you all about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me tell you something. Here's something that can benefit your supper club. It's called BlueApron.com.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And we have been raving about it for a long time, and I'm so, so glad that our listeners have gotten the spirit of BlueApron.com. You got to eat. The trick is eating right and eating healthy. You can do that with BlueApron.com. Here's what they do. They deliver fresh, locally sourced ingredients straight to your door, along with chef-designed recipes and amazing pre-proportioned ingredients. It is so convenient and so easy, but you make the food yourself with wonderful ingredients. You'll love the step-by-step recipe cards. I got them right over here. I love to show them.
Look at this, Oscar. He's got them right here.
Oh, look at this.
What do I have here? Did I bring that out the other day? Southern beef and collard greens, too. I did that.
All right.
Can you imagine if you showed this to the ladies?
They make it so easy.
This is paella-style rice right there.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Look at that, huh? Isn't that beautiful?
Recipes right there. Good
Isn't
to go.
That a beautiful thing? The recipes are there. They're offering two free meals in their first week's box of meals. All you have to do is pick your plan to enjoy this offer. And here's another great part. Katie pointed this out when she was on the show last week. $9.99 per meal for two people or $8.74 per meal for families. Go out to like a high-end grocery store, like a Whole Foods.
Oh, you can't do it.
Or a fresh market and try to make a meal that way. You're not going to be able to do that. Just visit blueapron.com/TMOS, and the offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. And that's the thing that stunned me about this, how incredibly affordable it is, how healthy it is, and how convenient it is. So check out blueapron.com, and we thank you.
Delicious.
Speaking of thank yous, I want to say thank you to Cappy Pfeiffer, who recommended that I see this movie, and I was going to take Mrs. O'Mara to the movies, but unfortunately, these were the showings because it's not. I don't want to call it an art house movie, but it's an obscure movie that's not wide in theaters.
What is it? It's limited release, right?
Tons of listeners have been recommending this to me. Whiplash. This is
it's hentai, isn't it?
it's anime.
Okay, all right.
So because of the fact that it's about a drummer, everybody thought that I should go and see this movie, and Cappy was included. So I looked at the and when you have a little baby, you get a babysitter that comes over at 5:30. That's the time.
That's the time.
She spends an hour with the little guy and puts him down, and we have dinner and a movie, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we've got this great babysitter down here. Mm-hmm. But these were the times of the movie: 2:25 and 8 p.m. And unfortunately, That takes us out of the wheelhouse unless we want to pay $1 million to the babysitter, which we don't want to do. And so it was off for me. I said my solution was abandon the family. that was my solution. Yes. So I said, hello, darling. I'll go myself. So it was off to see Whiplash. What is the look up the actor's name, because I forget it's an initial.
J.K., isn't it? J.K. something?
J.K. Simmons?
I think that's it. And he is isn't he the guy that does the farmers insurance commercials as well? Yeah, he's great.
He's great, but he's not a nice man.
Well, you see, maybe his character isn't nice. I'm sure he's fine.
J.K. Simmons.
I don't want to spoil
You're correct.
It.
He plays Fletcher, J.K. Simmons.
And
Fletcher.
The thing about it is this movie was so intense, and like every great film, at the end of the movie, you got to kind of figure out your own way. And if you do not want to be spoiled, turn your radio down right now. We'll have a spoiler alert now.
Okay, spoiler.
This is the story about a kid that goes to a music school, and he has an abusive professor in the music school played by J.K. Simmons.
All right.
And J.K. Simmons, I mean, the...
Abusive as like in touching below the belt or like...
No, abusive like
save
emotional...
Save some for dad.
Oh, okay.
Emotional and... Hey, save some for dad now. It's abusive in an emotional and also a physical way to a certain extent.
Wow, okay.
Slapping here and there, throwing stuff and stuff. And the thing about it is, I don't know, movies don't do this to me very often, but I don't think I have ever left a theater more tense in my life. I was freaked out. Maybe it's because I love Buddy Rich. Maybe it's because I'm a drummer.
Well, that means
the hour and 50 minutes that I watched.
That means
movie.
You are emotionally invested. You know what? When 24 was a great show on television, that show would make me tense. The first few seasons, I would not feel any sense of relief when the show was over. It was like, because you're so invested in it. And another show that does it, a show you don't like, my dad's dentist refuses to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm because it made him too uncomfortable.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way about Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's just so rude.
Yeah, that's
it's
a lot
so
of that.
So over-the-top rude and... Rude, believe it or not, even though I've done what I've done, you might call me a hypocrite, but the fact is, rude does not, in my regular life, does not make me comfortable. I react
very
badly.
And you know what?
Too.
I think that actually is a facet of this show that is sort of a new thing. We can be mean, but not rude. I mean, we can sometimes.
Well, I can be really rude on this show.
But you know what?
On this show, I can be extremely rude. But Rob, really, for me, it's the reason I drink in public. It's the reason I consume a lot of to stay rude.
To stay rude. Yeah. Okay, very good.
I want to make sure because I want to have my edge, and that comes in a little bottle sometimes.
Sure.
And that's why
and sometimes a bigger bottle.
Well,
Look for rude Mike around 6:30 when the turn comes.
No, you know when the turn will come, rude Mike will come with, I don't know why they gave this gig to Katy Perry. This is the worst halftime show I've ever seen. That's when you'll see rude Mike.
Look at those. They're fake. That's fake.
As a matter of fact, if Uncle Dave could give me that box on the rude Mike poll, I would like to be that box in the pool. I'll take
halftime. Okay, now you're putting me in a box, and I don't like it.
We should have that. Aside from the boxes, like times, just like you would on a calendar.
Exactly. Like a kid being born.
Whoever hears, hey, listen, first is the winner.
Jimmy, for the love of God, I'm going to give you that microphone as a suppository in a second.
We have a winner.
I can't wait. Someone's getting punched.
It's going to be fun. I've got pals coming. It's going to be a great day. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But Whiplash made me nervous because, like the Unbroken movie, it's so intense. The abuse is so intense and so, you know, it's just
what is
again,
were you
again,
more affected were you more affected by the physical or the emotional abuse that was portrayed in the film? Because it's really tough to sort of separate them. I know.
Well, it is. In this particular movie, it's very difficult to separate them, but it also, at the very end of the movie, and once again, turn down your radios if you don't want a spoiler alert, but at the very end, after all of this abuse, this horrible human being who is so bad to this kid, it actually leaves just a little ray of sunshine where you're thinking he really did do it to get the best out of the kid. And
okay,
it really speaks to a question that we all may need to think about in our country. You've heard it before. We're all, you know, everybody gets a trophy.
Right.
Everybody's too soft. But the thing about, and this is why I love Cappy Pfeiffer, because Cappy Pfeiffer is a very smart woman who does a lot of thinking and really understands the show. And I was so glad I saw this, because at the very end, I said, man, he's so nasty. He's so abusive. But it's not a Hollywood ending. At the end, you're left with that wonderful, wonderful thing they do sometimes in film, and that is to come to your own conclusion
yes.
about all of it. And you just say to yourself, maybe that's why we don't have enough greatness today. Not because people aren't abused, but because this guy was driving this kid and driving and driving and abusing because he said that was the only way that he was going to get the performance out of them. And, you know, answer it yourself. Go see the movie if you get a chance and figure out what you think at the end. But, you know, I go backwards. I go back and forth on this quite a bit as to whether we are engaged in the pussification of America or whether we, you know, where we need to be more humane and compassionate. And that's the that's kind of
well, you have to also walk a line. You have to walk a line.
Well, yeah, your kids might pick up the phone, you know, if they're good eggs. And you can trust them. You can give them a good beat down once in a while.
We go to the spokesmodel for corporal punishment, Mr.
Saying.
Oscar Santana.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save them for dad now.
I got beat.
What an odd theme for today's program.
I used to say I got beat just enough, right?
Right.
And
I love it when you say beat instead of beaten. I got beat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like saying, oh, there's a snake in the backyard. I got bit.
Yes. I got bit by the snake just enough.
How about this? I was beaten just enough. And I say that now, but as I get older, I realize because I see the way that my sister, who essentially everyone says it's a cycle, right? That you, if you're abused,
the vicious cycle
if you're
of child abuse,
you
yeah,
would,
not a
you
good
would
thing,
abuse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I see the way that she treats her kids, and I see how great those kids are growing up and
right.
listen to their parents, and they don't go through what we went through as children. It's even harder to do what my sister has done to break that cycle, and also. Mm-hmm. It just takes longer to instill this. You will not F around. I am the parental figure. There's no talking back. We have an agreement here where we both are working together.
Mm-hmm.
Something that my parents, when they were fresh off the boat, frankly, didn't have the time or patience to and didn't have the psychological understanding to go through.
A question,
so they
though,
did it with the stick.
They did it with the stick instead of words.
And that's
instead
not,
of words.
But,
I think
that,
you know
but do
that's
you really
not
think, do you think that they were abusive to a point, your folks, where they were part of a cycle, or were they just doing what they thought was best?
They were doing what they knew. That's all
that's what they
brought
that's, with
that's
them. Yeah.
What, that's the way they were raised.
Okay.
That's the way they raised us.
And I think
and that
when
was
you,
it.
You know, to make this really heavy, you can look at the world and different cultures and see that there are many, many different cultures where that's different too.
My,
and I think that you know, you look at I'm thinking about the Saudi prince that
sure.
That Obama's going to his funeral. You know, you think about that culture, the way women are treated.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately I would love to see a society, a world community where people are treated with more respect, but at the same time you don't want to give up the fact that people have standards of behavior and you know,
you do
itself.
Though and I'll say this. What's easier? Either you find your kids playing with matches and you beat their ass, so they don't ever do it again, or B, you sit there and you educate them about fire and what the damage it could cause and the burns, and you go to medical books and say this is what can happen.
Or the
that
third
takes
option.
Like a good 2 hours, a beat down, a good 10 minutes.
I understand
minutes,
what you're saying. The third option is actually burn them with the match.
You just... you're defending your parents, saying they didn't have the time, they were working, they were trying to make a better life for you, and they didn't. And it's what I think it gets back to, what they knew.
And
what they knew is absolutely right. The answer to that is you do take the time. You scare the crap out of them by giving them that information to say, you know, you take your anxiety from that worst case scenario, and that's how you do it. Or in the case of Rob Spiewak, you buy them concert tickets.
That's right.
By the way, I heard about this while I was in school.
Yeah, shut up.
I carry that. We're not gonna revisit it. I did a pretty good Oscar impression. Rob, did I do a pretty good Oscar impression that day?
Actually, no, because you spoke so well.
I heard about that.
Now, coming away from the movie, would you say that the protagonist is the kid or the teacher? And I have a follow-up question. Okay,
teacher.
So the teacher, is he portrayed as a perfect anti-hero, or does that ending give him any glimmer of having some sort of positive aspect?
Here, in my opinion, now I'm thinking about it a little bit more, and I could almost go back and see this movie again. That's a great movie. You don't know when you see a movie the first time. Cappy, I think you were onto something. Now that I'm thinking about it, you don't know. You want to feel good about the guy. You want to feel good about the guy, but you can't because he's such a bastard. And then you'll get a little ray of sunshine. All right, turn the radio down. I will tell you one thing in this movie.
Everyone's going to be able to hear this podcast in 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. but I have to share this. Okay. I have to share this, okay? One scene, he walks in and he talks about one of his greatest musicians that ever played in his band, and he died in a car accident. Well, it turns out the kid died by committing suicide because he had PTSD from dealing with this teacher.
Oh.
And so, you know, because of the stress and all that. So it's that kind of crap he tells that little white lie. And the only thing I didn't like about the movie is I thought that the drumming for me was not credible. There's a lot of finger bleeding, and I'm sorry, I just don't buy that.
He drums so often that his fingers bled?
Well, the fact is, it's jazz drumming, and if you look at Buddy Rich, and Buddy Rich is referenced quite a bit, you look at Buddy Rich, and Buddy Rich is kind of motionless. I mean, his wrists and his forearms move, but he's not bouncing around. You know, these kids, you have blood, sweat.
Maybe it's from the jazz hands. Jazz
hand. You know, I urge everybody to check it out if you can find it, Whiplash. You'll probably see it on cable, but the fact is, it's interesting and it makes you think, and I like movies that make you think. And by the way, down here at 2:25 in the afternoon, you would think, I expected to go into an empty theater.
Yeah, tumbleweeds.
No, here's to
prime
Fort Myers.
Time.
No, here's to Fort Myers with some eclectic moviegoers.
Prime
no, some smart people. Some smart people. Yeah. Theater, well, three quarters full.
My dinner's at 5.
Yeah, they got
I know. It is.
You know, actually, you know who should see it because he is a talented percussionist is Rob Ford.
Rofo, you should check it out.
I've had my eye on it for a while. I definitely want to check it out now, especially after your review.
Probably easier to find in D.C. than it is down here.
And Rob is currently bleeding.
Well, no, but jazz drumming, and Rofo will back me up on this, jazz drumming is a subtle art. It is not it's not just constant wailing and speed and all that. It is, and this movie kind of emphasizes that, while at the same time, and there are a lot of charts in there that I know, and so when I see this, I'm like, that's not what Buddy Rich was. Now, Buddy Rich would solo and go amazingly fast, but he did so, and you didn't see his head move. Okay, you didn't see his upper body move.
Right.
That's how
he was
relaxed. All the wrists
so
in the foreman. Yeah, it's completely relaxed, and that's part of the equation. So
his
that's
upper
the
body
part
moved when
I,
he yelled at his band.
Yeah. Well, it also being a fan of Buddy Rich, it kind of speaks to. When you have a band like that and you've got to be that tight and everybody's got to be, you know, hit the right notes and stuff, it kind of, I think maybe more people than Buddy Rich run those kind of bands. So
any parallels in your mind between Buddy Rich yelling at the band and the way he treated his student?
Absolutely.
Did he
hit
any clams? I heard clams in there.
That goddamn clam on my side. A clam is a bad note, by the way. Goddamn clams. There you go.
I thought clams were money.
No, but they are silly.
That's Bing Crosby.
Hey, save some clams for Dad now.
Pass along the clams now. That's the running theme through the show. So, Whiplash, Cappy, I love you. Thank you so much for recommending that. It was a great movie. Made you think, and I love movies like that. We will take a break. When we come back, it is news for you, ladies and gentlemen, you may not need. We'll be right back. No, no,
I get a good feeling. Hi.
Hi,
this is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag.
Yeah.
Rob playing loves a lot of things,
well,
but what he
mailbag.
Loves more You're than anything is having listeners fill up his bag.
You wrote it.
After week with
it.
Wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag?
My bag.
Send it right along to Rob. At MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right,
don't forget the two B's.
Two B's. Right.
Who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from
you.
Please help Rob with his bag. Because if you don't, he might ignore it. And then it'll start to stink.
Oh, no one wants that.
Nobody wants that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Attention business owners, do you need capital to take your business to the next level? I sure did when I had a small business. Mm-hmm. Do you dread the hassle of a traditional loan? A lot of people do because going through that process is not something that's fun and it's time consuming. Your time is valuable. OnDeckLending.com understands that. That's why OnDeckLending.com, they have a loan application process that is simple and fast so you can focus on running your business and not filling out paperwork and waiting endlessly for approval. OnDeck Lending uses cutting-edge technology to evaluate your business based on the business's performance. This is not your personal credit they're dealing with. That's what I dealt with when I tried to get a small business loan. You will get a decision in minutes because they know how to evaluate your business and know whether you are worth it. OnDeck Lending, 100% focused on their customers with dedicated funding advisors and customer support to make it even easier. Plus, they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and 93% of their customers would recommend them to a friend. Try that with a bank. Try to get 93%. Try to get it even close. Does your small business need capital for a growth opportunity? Don't hesitate. Visit OnDeckLending.com today or call 888-627-2904 and start the simple application process. It's waiting for you at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com.
News.
News.
News. If you're going to be stuck indoors because of the blizzard of 2015, you might as well be stuck indoors and humping.
Ah, yes, indoors, Mike.
While people in the Northeast are bracing for the blizzard today and a lot of it last night, a lot of them saw it as an opportunity to get it on.
Yeah, that's right. Like at the supper club.
I'll watch.
Unless the girls wimped out and said,
"Oh no,
it's blizzarding. We don't want to get stuck at Pony's house. We might end up at his crawl space."
That's
anyway,
right.
Craigslist was flooded with people posting ads in personals and casual encounters sections looking for someone to hook up with.
That is disgusting.
Oh, no, it's not. It's normal behavior,
Robbie.
Based
on the snow, well, you better save some for Dad now.
There are so many ads we're having trouble keeping up, but just glancing now, I'm seeing headlines like Snow Bunny want to ride out the storm in the next few days, seeking hairy man for snow play, and Snow Day Cougar looking for hot cub.
Wow. Ew, that. Did any of them say expect 6 inches?
Of course, it's impossible to tell if any of these will lead to anything, but you've got to appreciate people whose first instinct isn't personal safety or buying canned goods. Instead, they just want to get it out.
So when will the, let's see, it is.
Yeah, do the math, Rob.
These will be October babies. These will be the end of October. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
time
save
for another kid
for
to be
now.
Born now.
Yeah. Hope he's got a small forehead.
While Joan Rivers lay sedated in a Manhattan clinic, her doctors performed unauthorized procedures and snapped a selfie with the comedian and failed to act as her vital signs deteriorated, according to a malpractice lawsuit filed on Monday by her daughter, Melissa Rivers. The 81-year-old comedian and star of Fashion Police on E! Died September 4th, days after she went in for a routine endoscopy at Yorkville Endoscopy in Manhattan's Upper East Side, and then she stopped breathing. The lawsuit filed in state Supreme Court paints a picture of a careless, cocky staff of doctors
who ran roughshod over Rivers while she was unconscious, and it suggests that she died because of their incompetence. It's probably a whopper.
Wow.
They don't have the they don't have the number. They seek unspecified damages, so you don't get to see it. But
I would guess
it's a whopper.
I would guess that whatever they seek would involve shutting down the clinic, and I think that would be very fair.
Jeez. Yeah, and I'll be following that because you know I think that I've been certainly bopped into the medical community,
sure.
And you get that down here. You get the people that are a little fast and loose with everything they do, you know, you want confidence, don't get me wrong, but you know, I'll be interested to see how that plays out.
You know, my mom works with doctors. She schedules doctors, and there is a very big portion of that community that are like, they're out there like gunslingers. They can't be touched. They can do no wrong.
Boom, bam.
Yeah, they got the God complex going. It's not good.
2014 Oscar winners Jared Leto and Lupita Nyong'o
went to school with Jared Leto.
Yeah.
That's right. He's a Virginia boy.
Yeah,
right?
From McLean.
Jared and Lupita Nyong'o presented a SAG Awards Sunday night. Then they got rumors started by tearing up the dance floor at the after party.
Oh, yeah. And then they went to Craigslist.
She is truly one of the most magnificently beautiful women in the world, and he's fine.
He's also a beautiful woman.
He's another beautiful woman. He makes a beautiful woman. Sources say they spent much of the night together being flirty and, quote, having tons of fun. Nobody caught them doing anything overtly romantic, and they didn't leave together, a source says. Jared said he had to go, but he told her to text him later, and he ran off. I just put that in there because I like both these celebrities, and I hope they hook up. I'd love to see that as a Hollywood couple. That would be neat. Every year, EA Sports runs a simulated Super Bowl on the latest edition of Madden, and it's been correct 8 of the last 11 years. The record was an impressive 8 of 10 before last year when it was completely wrong. Madden predicted that Denver would edge the Seattle Seahawks in overtime, but in reality, the Seahawks blew past the Broncos. Remember that? You don't realize how incredible a blowout that was, 43-8. This year, do you remember? I mean, I know there are people, statisticians, that remember Super Bowls. I have a terrible time remembering.
I remember
because we're at Jimmy's.
I remember. Good call. I remember the Redskins Super Bowls as a kid.
Yeah, I remember
those.
Watching those. Yeah.
This year, Madden predicts. Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? The New England Patriots will knock off the Seahawks by a score of 28-24.
Oh, that'd be a good game.
How do you like
that,
Deflategate watchers? All right.
Watch
that. Wouldn't that be nice if that was cool? And if that's the case, oh my. We'll be there very late. Anyway, says Tom Brady will win his third Super Bowl MVP award. By the way, we are all going to be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for the big game. We're going to all be there starting at 4 o'clock in Herndon, Virginia, this coming Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. And we hope to see you there. It's going to be incredible. Come on, everybody. Among other things, the game predicts that Rob Gronkowski will make an awesome one-handed touchdown catch in the first quarter. I don't know how they do that.
Well, if that happens, then something's fixed.
Yeah,
they can't predict a one-handed catch.
And
or it's magic. But join us in Herndon at Jimmy's. It's unclear if Gronk's grip will be aided by more deflated footballs or if the Patriots are playing this one clean. Now, today's media day out there, that ridiculous
circus
J.O. Fest that's out there. And apparently that's going to be the item of the day, Deflategate. But it seems to be they're by it, right? They've moved past it. I think they're
all questions at media day, Mike. What I remember, all questions are preceded by the phrase,
is it hard being so great?
Do you like it to do halftime music football?
I think if the Patriots can figure out the schemes of the Seattle Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch, blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, sorry about that. Benedict Cumberbatch, Rob's favorite name.
Oh, that's a great name.
He was trying to say something enlightened, Mr. Spiewak, about black actors and the amount of work they get. But he seriously messed up when he referred to them as colored.
Oh, no.
I don't care that he's British, right? This is, yeah, exactly.
Misspeak.
It actually happened last week on Tavis Smiley's PBS talk show.
Yeah.
It's strange that it just started blowing up yesterday, but I guess that shows you the power of the reach.
The power of PBS. Yeah. Elmo.
What Benedict was saying... What he was saying is that it's even harder for black actors to get work in Britain. So his cause is noble, but
right.
Then he used that term, and here's his quote. I think as far as colored actors go, it gets really difficult in the UK. All right, so
Maybe it's tough because you're referring to them as colored. Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's the psychology.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're having problems in the UK.
And maybe it's different over there. I don't know. They have a different word for everything.
It's blatantly racist. You a-hole.
No, I'm just curious because you know
maybe,
why it is such a blatant.
Over
oh,
here,
shut
Europe.
Up, Oscar. I'm just trying to figure out. That is so blatant and over the top. There has to almost be a cultural difference. I can't imagine he would say that.
No, it's 20.
Yes,
it's
the culture of British racism and imperialism.
And also, the problem is really his name. It's a stupid name, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, that's gonna be tough for that guy.
An 11-year-old South Carolina boy is facing an arson charge after allegedly setting a fire inside a Walmart.
Arson.
That caused arson. It caused millions of dollars in damages. Wow.
In a Walmart?
The boys.
That'd have to be like all the merchandise and the money.
The boy's 13-year-old cousin has also been charged. According to investigators, the boy stole a lighter while inside a Columbia store, and he's with his cousin. He used it to set fire in the Walmart's greeting card aisle.
Oh, Jesus, man. This is going to be the worst St. Patrick's Day ever.
The ensuing blaze caused significant damage. On Friday, the parents of the child, both suspects, turned the minors into police. Each child was charged with third-degree arson, a felony. The boy will also be charged with shoplifting because of the lighter. The children were subsequently released to their parents' custody. The fire forced Walmart to close temporarily. Yeah, not that long, though.
No,
of
course
not. It smells
like
smoke in here. Hugs are great. Anyway, by the way, they're chugging on the one next door. Boy, are they rock and roll. You know the walls are all done? The walls are all up.
Good for
wow,
them.
Get your lighter ready.
And now a little something-something. A burglar looking to make a quick score at a Family Dollar store had quite the fall Sunday morning. The burglar had climbed on the roof at the store and managed to weasel his way onto the ceiling, where he promptly fell through the ceiling in front of a nearby Houston police officer. Houston police received a call of a potential burglary at the store, and a nearby unit pulled up just in time as the suspect fell through the ceiling.
Wow, the like officer, our show opened today.
Yes, exactly. The officer immediately ordered the suspect to stay on the floor, where he was taken into custody. Police said the man, who was working on his own, managed to climb a tree next to the building and busted a hole in the roof to gain entry. Police believe the suspect was attempting to break in to steal cigarettes, but the suspect disagreed. His quote is, "No, I was looking for candy." Take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody loves somebody somehow.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And I'm... That's Gary Stein doing Mike O'Mara doing Gary Stein. Listen, we hope you will listen to our show. We have great fun, great guests every week.
We certainly do, and pretty soon the box set comes out.
And it, frankly, it's just not the same without you. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. You need life insurance, but you haven't bought it yet. Why?
How dare you?
Why? No more excuses. Today's the day. Encore will make it easy. Encore surveys the top companies in the insurance industry. They compare premiums. It's fast, and it's easy, too. No obligation. There is no obligation.
None.
No salesman. It's free. Just call toll-free. Here's the number. Write it down. 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. Or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out as a favor to us, but mostly for yourself. And do it today. Without further ado, that's not what I wanted to play. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, Jan 27, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, you touched on this earlier when we were talking about the weather. This really blew my mind. I watched it three times when it happened on the Today Show today. Al Roker, you know, he's not a great broadcaster, but I got to give him this. He seldom tap dances and tries to explain when they blow a forecast. Today, he blamed it on a computer update.
Oh, no.
And
they
listen,
all did.
Yeah.
A lot of them were doing that.
But listen to this. I mean, he really just is throwing, he's saying, hey, wasn't me.
Y2K.
Yeah, it was essentially.
We didn't see the development we were hoping for.
And also, he says, you know, they were calling for all that snow in New York.
Oh,
and
this
he
is
says
the ultimate tell right here. Listen to this.
When
what
he says, we didn't see what we were hoping for.
We didn't see the development we were hoping for earlier, or at least we thought would get. But what is interesting, the National Weather Service has upgraded their computers and some of the software. And unlike in previous years where we've always talked about the European model performing better, the American model actually, a number of the American models actually performed a little bit better than the European model. And the American models actually saw less snow for the New York area. And so hats off to our friends at the National Weather Service. They're on their way to achieving parity among the models.
I would like to say that I think Mr. Rocco is full of crap. I think he is a bastard. He is a bastard. Our models are much better than the American models. They always have been and they always will be.
And they're skinnier.
How do they not know that there was a software update?
Well, what happened?
Windows 10.
Yeah, there's a red number one in the upper corner, and they had to click on it.
If you really listen to what he said, was the National Weather Service improved and upgraded their software, and we blew it off.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
what he did.
exactly what they're saying.
Which all the weather now I'm going to get from Matt Bloom and Todd Moore.
That's right.
Because they always upgrade their computers.
Way to go.
I crave snow. And three women. On TNT, this was an awkward moment on the red carpet of the SAG Awards. The lady they had covering was named Danielle Dembski, and she was interviewing Rashida Jones. Now, you remember her from The Office. Mm-hmm. She's made a couple movies. She's beautiful. And she's also the daughter of Quincy Jones by Peggy Lipton. So she is half black. And this is a very awkward moment on the red carpet.
Come on up, Rashida.
Come on up. Hello.
You look amazing.
Hello. Wow.
You look like you've just come off like an island or something. You're very tan, very tropical.
I mean, you know, I'm ethnic.
Me too.
Oh,
so
it's just being ethnic. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
So stupid. That is such an that is just
look at your
so
glow.
Bad.
Yeah, you look like you come off of an island.
Oh, man. What kind of bronzer did you use?
Wow. Well, you know, one of the day when I was first working with Kirk McEwen, he walked into the studio and I said, "Man, did you just get back from the Caribbean?" There you go. Just a joke.
Now, this is the greatest week, and I'll tell you why, is we get to see the commercials early that we're going to see on the Super Bowl. And this one, I really feel they're trying too hard. It references a clip on the Today Show from 1994. I've played it, but it's still pretty obscure. This is 1994, Bryant Gumbel and Katie Couric.
Well, Allison should know.
What
do you
is
say
internet
about Allison?
Anyway?
Internet is that massive computer network, the one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean that's big? How does one, what do you write to it, like mail?
No, a lot of people use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison, can you explain what internet is?
So this is sort of a famous clip, but not famous.
I perceived it the first way when I heard about it. I remember kind of going,
what is internet?
I mean, what is the internet?
But one of the commercials that BMW is going to air on the Super Bowl references that clip. And Mike, because I want to let you know what you can expect at Jimmy's, here's the commercial from BMW.
What do you mean there's nothing under the hood? Katie said she thought this was a car.
Yeah.
And it's built using wind?
Or a turbine? Or a fan vine?
I mean, what is I3 anyway?
Allison, can you explain what I3 is? Come on, loosen up, Gumbel.
Can you twerk?
Maybe.
I like how Katie Couric's voice is now four octaves lower.
I like that because I guess because I'm a nerd.
But you won't be able to understand
it's
why
true. There isn't like a famous reference for especially a younger generation.
Yeah, they're not going to realize what they're referencing. So there's
they showed the GoDaddy commercial today, which is about a puppy giving a wave to a puppy.
Did you see the Carl's Jr. commercial?
No. Oh, I see. Yes, I've seen that with the new model with the new Kate Upton.
Not nice upgrade.
She seems nice. I thought that Tom Petty had a pretty nice reputation for being a good guy.
Upgrade.
Nice. But the Sam Smith song Stay With Me. He got a letter from Tom Petty's people. He said, "You know what that really sounds like? Is it kind of sounds like this?"
Exactly the same melody.
And so what happens is if you speed up Sam Smith and slow down Tom Petty, or I might have that backwards, but you can alter them. These nights never seem to go to plan. Give it a second. I don't want you to leave, but you hold my hand. Oh, won't you stay with me?
Ooh.
And it was such a good coincidence that from now on, there is a Tom Petty co-writing credit on Stay With Me.
Oh, wow. Rightly so.
And,
good for him.
And you know what? Tom Petty has given a lot of stuff to charity, and he's a good guy, but he obviously saw something that was taken from him, and he wanted a little bit of it. So
well,
there
I mean,
you go.
And you know, Rob, I think when they're writing and they're composing, sometimes it might be a total oversight.
I'm sure
it is.
I don't
know how much vetting goes on. But, you know, there's a limited amount of melody sometimes out there, and you duplicate it in pop music. He deserves to get that money.
And to celebrate, Tom Petty smoked a lot of pot. And, oh, my gosh, New York, Blizzard, Letterman, this is crazy.
Blizzard-like conditions here in the city. Stay in your seats until each row has been plowed, all right? Historic storm. It's bad. I went through a Central Park. My hand to God, this is a true story. I saw a squirrel putting salt on his nuts.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday and save some for Dad.
I love that. All right. Enjoy your day now. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. And we will be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing it tomorrow. Email rob at MikeOMaraShow.com and a match game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We're very, very excited about that.
You must have been very busy.
Email rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.